Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody, to the bunker. Episode 67 of Feeling Good with Duddy. That's right, the show that laughs at the world and then laughs at itself. Fair game on this show. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, the host of the show, guitar player of the Dirty Heads, vocalist for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. We are back with another episode, Feeling Good with Duddy. Happy to be here. A little different one this week.
It's a Friday. This is weird. Duddy's going to be out of town this coming week. So when you guys listen to this show on Wednesday, Duddy will be fishing. So
I will be fishing.
So we had to come in a little early and we're getting this show done because, again, we don't want to miss a week. We vowed we're not going to miss a week. And Duddy's like, well, I'm going to be gone for about 7-8 days. Well, let's get back in the bunker and do episode 67. So here we are on a Friday.
That's right. Yeah. So taking off tomorrow morning, actually going off to Mammoth for like a week or so with the family and a bunch of friends and going to do some fishing. But yeah, did not want to miss out on an episode. We have so much fun doing this show. And thank you guys for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to get this done right at the top. If you guys have been enjoying this show and whatever you're listening on, please just leave us a review. It really does help keep the show keep going and getting noticed. So thank you guys so much.
Especially on iTunes. Yeah, if you guys are listening to this on like iTunes podcast or whatever, give us a review of any kind. We're the worst, we're the best, we don't care. Write a review, that helps a lot. When we did the big server switch a while ago, we lost like 400 reviews. And we're like, oh, we want those back. So yeah, anyway, hook us up. And if you want more of our show, Patreon. You guys know what's up. Go to patreon.com. Search Feeling Good with Duddy, and we do a bonus show every single Monday over there, so you'll get twice as much of the good feelings. So you're going fishing, dude, because your birthday's on Monday.
My birthday is on Monday,
yeah.
Yes.
So when people listen to this, your birthday would have been obviously 2 days ago, but you're up there fishing, doing a little birthday celebration.
Yeah, pretty much. Just a quick little getaway. Mm-hmm. Always like to do at least one like cool fishing trip with the kids every summer, so this is that one.
You got new poles. The kids are fired up.
They're fired up. They're ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward to it. But you know what I'm really looking forward to, Jake?
What's that?
This new segment.
Oh, the new segment? Oh, okay. Duddy just skips right past asking me what I have going on coming up.
What do you have going
on? Nothing. So let's just get into this. That's right. So Duddy and I came into the bunker and we're like, man, we don't really have any segments. This is kind of an impromptu show. He just called me last night and said, we need to get this episode done. Can you come in tomorrow? Here I am. We didn't have any time to even think about the episode. I mean, honestly, which is most episodes. But we got here and we're like, man, I don't want to force anything. We're not going to force a no more words or anything. We have to really hate these words or these songs that we want to make fun of. And we're not going to fake the funk. And we said, but I would like to go over some sort of news stories. I've always had this fantasy of a little news section at the top of the show. So Duddy and I started talking about that. And we came up with the idea. And we have a new segment because this is Feeling Good with Duddy after all. And sometimes, sure, we get a little negative. All in the, what is it? All in the name vein of humor. In the yes. Name of humor. Thank you, Duddy. The vein. I'm trying. It's the name of humor we do everything in. But why not just provide some feel-good stories in these dark times? And we came up with it. Feel-good news. Give them the drop, Dud.
The world is bad. This is Feel Good News.
Oh, do you guys like it? We're back. This is Feel Good News, and thank you so much for joining us. This is where we're going to give you some feel-good stories from across the nation to start out each show. We want to do this every show now to really just get us feeling so good. So the first story is, and really the story of this segment is, movies are back. That's right. We all miss the movie theater experience,
oh,
right,
so
Duddy?
So much, so
and
much.
And when will they ever really be back? We can't be in a theater with a bunch of people,
no.
Right? That would be illegal. But people can go on airplanes and go, yeah, other things, sure. But movies are dead right now, but not anymore. They are back in the form of kind of liquid movies. I'll explain. There's a big thing that's been happening in other countries, and it's been wildly successful. It's movies on the water. Oh. So they have a floating big screen, okay. Duddy. Okay. Everybody gets a little dinghy that they are rented, and they pull up in these dinghies, and they have to sit a certain distance apart, and you can watch new release movies on a big screen on a lake. It has just been crushing in France. It's here to save movies in America. Movies are back, Duddy. This story's coming from goodnewsnetwork.com.
That is good news.
I know. How funny, because our show is Feeling Good with Duddy, and this is the feel-good news. Dude, Duddy, yeah. How do you feel about this, bud?
I think that sounds great.
This is fucking great news.
I could picture it.
Bill and Ted.
Throwing the family in the boat. Wind in my hair.
Wind in the old locks.
Just pulling on up.
Watching a
Pellicula.
I'm sure,
probably like pulling up, you know, a couple hours early and just cracking some coldies.
Some coldies on the lake.
On
Who
the
doesn't
lake?
Want to do that?
Sounds just watch the sunset before the movie starts.
I'm feeling good just hearing you talk about this.
This sounds great.
This is good news.
But then like
what?
You're on the lake. You got your family with you. You've had
sounds so fun.
A couple drinks.
Went in the hair.
I mean, it still sounds great, right? But then like you're watching the movie.
Sure.
You get into the movie, laughing a lot
because it's so great.
It's great. It's hilarious. Yeah. And you're really into the movie. You're catching a little buzz.
Family time. Priceless.
Next thing you know, where's little Johnny? Where's little Johnny?
Who's John? Is this a family member?
Not one of my families. I'm just saying, Luke, how many people drowned last year?
Drowned?
How many people drowned last year?
320,000
people drowned last year?
Okay, but this is a good thing. Ooh. We're talking about movies on the lake.
Okay,
and you're talking
about
drowning.
It still sounds great. I will do this. I'm just not going to really be able to pay attention to the movie.
Movies are back.
Movies are back. That's cool. Ouch. So how many people have died from the coronavirus?
What?
I just thrown it out. You don't have to. If you don't have it's okay.
If you don't have those stats.
If you don't have this news.
Creeping up on 600,000? I don't know, man. The last I heard.
Oh, man.
He has to pull up a ticker. Luke's over here just typing away.
11,000?
Wait. Oh, you're talking about in the U.S.?
Yeah.
In the U.S. 11,000 and 300 and some odd drowned?
760.
See, there you go. So almost as more corona deaths, but I see, dude, it's a good thing.
It's a great
movies
thing.
Are
wow.
back.
Okay.
You
okay.
get a dinghy. You're
no,
out on the
great.
Boat.
You're
There's
out
people
on the
around.
Boat.
Your family
you're fucking,
time is priceless.
Dude, family
we
time's
agree?
Priceless. You're out on the boat. You got the family.
Sure,
the sun's setting.
Bill and Ted are back.
Bill and Ted are back. You're cranking back coldies because you know you get on the boat and you're cranking them back.
You're drinking
so
a lot.
So now you're drinking
Bill
a lot.
And Ted.
Shit.
Movies are back.
How many people died of alcohol last year?
Duddy.
I'm just saying. I'm not.
3 million.
3 million people.
Died of alcohol? Ooh. What do you mean? They died like they drank and died?
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
This sounds great. I'm. That's a lot of people.
Worth it, I'd say, for Bill and Ted's back.
Bill and Ted's
We're
back.
On
You're
the lake,
going.
Duddy. We're feeling good.
You're
yeah,
doing
yeah,
the guitar
dude,
thing.
Stallion,
You're all good.
Dude.
This is great, man. So,
I'm so excited.
Okay,
I can't wait to go. That's all I want. Because movies, they're back.
Movies are back, though. So let's see, though. You used to like cost your family. You want to take your family of four to the movies. It was still a little expensive. Say you went to the movies, family of four.
I only go where the chairs recline and they
the
bring
chairs
your food.
Recline,
sure,
it's all
$22
that.
Bucks
and
ticket.
Like, you know, let's even go big. Your family of four, you had some treats, whatever. You spent like $100.
$88.
$88,
sure.
$100. Let's go top. $100.
Sure. That's without candy, but
that's
sure.
That, yeah. So that's decent, you know, but
good movies are back and we're on the lake.
How much does it cost just on average to own a boat, like annually own a boat?
Almost $400 a week.
Almost $400 a month.
$400 a month.
Okay,
that's not so bad. Can you live in it? Are you talking about
so it's about $5,000 a month just to like own a boat. That's not even including buying the boat. So this is a rich people thing. It's a rich people thing.
I didn't see this.
So it's way more expensive now to see movies than it was. And okay. Now it's on the water. It's great. I'm looking forward to it, but it's sounding kind of dangerous and very expensive. This is a rich people thing. So people now are hurting. They're out of work.
Right?
Times are tough.
They can't
Let's
go to the
bring
movies
back. But you can't go to the movies unless you're a daredevil who's rich.
Well, Duddy, I've got just the thing for you. because this is feel good news, and we're providing good news, and you're stoked, and I'm stoked, and you can't wait, and I can't possibly wait. And just for the people, because you're right, it's a kind of a baller game.
I'm just saying, what's the annual income of an American right now? What's the annual household income for an American?
$63,000.
That sounds
not bad.
So $5,000 just to keep up your boat, $60,000. So what we're looking at, like almost a tenth of your annual income.
Okay. Well, you're breaking
just
it down.
Just to keep up the boat. Yeah. And
what you're saying is this is good. It's this feel good news, and it's a little bit of money to go out on a boat and watch Bill and Ted, and the movies are back, but it's worth it because the movies are back. And I've got an answer for you because Walmart is actually going to start showing movies on a huge screen, and you pull up in your car and 160 different Walmarts across the country are going to be showing these movies. And guess what, Duddy? It's free 99. So you don't have to pay five finger discount if the five fingers go over the steering wheel and you drive and park and watch. Sure. And to make things even better, which I don't even know if I want to go on the lake now when I hear this next piece of news, I think I might just go to Walmart.
I mean, it's free.
And it will be like they're going to be virtually hosted by none other than Drew Barrymore. Today's hottest star, Drew Barrymore, will be virtually hosting these free Walmart showings of these great movies. I wish I could say Bill and Ted, but I heard it is going to be older movies. That's fine. It's free, 99, and it's going to be Drew Barrymore. And guess what, Duddy? I know what you're thinking. You're going, this is the best thing I've ever heard. This is it. Movies are back.
Movies are not only free, but they're also virtually hosted by Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, well, don't stop there, because one of these 160 locations, one of these Walmarts, Drooby Dooby Doo, she's gonna show up. She's gonna show up in the flesh, Dad. Got it, dude. I don't know how everyone's gonna know. Is she just gonna like get on top of it? But at any rate, maybe she comes out of the screen. I don't know. I don't pretend to understand. Helicopter drop.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. But Drew Barrymore is gonna be at one of the 160. Oh. So Duddy, feel good.
I do feel good. You know what they did, though? They figured it out. They put a Walmart in the middle of the ocean. Gotta have a boat to get to it.
Oh, I see. Only for the rich people. There's no stats.
Oh, that's the only one Drew's going to. You know she's not going to the...
She's going to the island Walmart.
She's not going to the Arkansas Walmart. She's going to the, Caribbean or Caribbean, however you pronounce that correctly.
Uh-huh. Both of those are wrong, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right. But dude, so Duddy, I think in conclusion, this has been a great first episode of Feel Good News. Movies are, say it with me, Dud, 3, 2, 1.
Movies are back.
And this was it, dude. Anything else you'd like to add, Duddy? You know what?
I'm actually really looking forward to seeing a movie on a boat.
Absolutely, dude. This has been Feel Good News. And Duddy, hit that special drop.
Join us next week for more goodness on Feel Good News.
All right, dude. Didn't we just fill him with a bit of sunshine to start out the show?
That's nice, man. That actually sounds like a great time.
Dude, and thanks for pointing out just some safety measures, because I know all you're doing is trying to make people aware, but you want everyone to have fun and movies.
I don't want people to hear about something on our show, go do it, die, and then we get blamed.
No, and there's a lot of bad, weird news out there, and everyone takes negative approaches. Not us, not here, not on Feel Good News. And thank you guys so much for joining us for the first episode. That was awesome. But guess what is the awesomest? You already know. Everyone said it in their car, in their home, wherever they're listening or watching. I said, guess what's the awesomer? And everyone went, conspiracy query. And they're right. And Duddy has one chambered.
I'm pulling it up
on his phone.
I need to get a better device to read these things from. It's very small.
You have an iPad.
I know.
You haven't owned an iPad.
When you watch or you listen and I'm stumbling, it's because I'm squinting trying
Luke
to read these things.
Just pointed at a huge big screen 60-inch TV that we could easily put this up on.
That sounds like a lot of work.
That'll be next week when you come back. All right, but here we go, everybody.
Right,
you know the drill. Duddy, explain to them what this is.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy query. This is when I just let you guys know about something I heard, and I thought it was pretty cool, and I'm not saying that I came up with this. I'm not saying I believe in this. I'm not saying I don't believe in it. All I'm asking you is, do you believe in the conspiracy query?
Everyone does.
That squid, octopus, cuttlefish, you know, the cephalopod family. That's how you say it, right, Jake?
I believe so.
Cephalopods family may have originated somewhere other than Earth.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, everyone's looked at creatures under the sea, especially octopus and things that are just so weird, and go, that looks like an alien.
That looks like an alien.
All right. So let's hear more. Let's hear the reasoning. Yeah, I mean, honestly,
if somebody were to tell me tomorrow we have 100% facts that octopus and squid are aliens, would you be like, no way?
I would not be shocked. Be,
yeah. Did you see one? Of course. Yeah. It's there's large been brain.
There's
it's,
been plenty yeah. of aliens that like have tentacles, even in our movies even and the stuff. Movies. That's how alien they
Most
look.
Alien faces look like octopus.
Yes. And in Pirates of the Caribbean, which is a documentary movie, I'm not yes. sure most people, there was a guy with a squid face.
That was a pirate ghost?
Yeah. Okay. But he was a dude, yeah. and that was a documentary, and I saw it. I saw the footage. Totally. So anyway, go back to your
thing. The large brain, its sophisticated nervous system, camera-like eyes, flexible bodies, instantaneous camouflage via the ability to switch color and shape are just a few of the striking features that appear suddenly on the evolutionary scene. Sorry,
Duddy
guys.
Can read good.
Yeah. Not really. The paper says, pointing to the possibility that this great leap forward in complexity was due to the cryopreserved squid and or octopus eggs crashing into the ocean on comets millions of years ago.
Love that.
You guys get it. They're saying
it seems plausible.
That eggs were frozen on comets mm-hmm. from obviously another planet.
Comets do crash into
they
our planet.
They crashed into the ocean years before human life came around. Mm-hmm. We think that we're this huge, amazing thing. We're fucking, we've been here for a speck on the timetable.
A nanosecond.
So this could have happened so long before we were here, and now they've just been evolving and growing in our oceans, and then we discovered them as humans, and we're like, octopus, these are, you know.
But I wonder if, I mean, are they saying that everything came from that, or they're just saying that specifically those creatures, it well, seems like this, they're saying specifically those creatures are not
from here. They're saying that specifically cephalopods.
Yeah, so
squid,
we're from here,
octopus,
or they just
cuttlefish.
Don't know. Hey, that makes perfect sense, because you know how flowers, a lot of flowers, they bloom, right? And their seeds, they the wind comes through, blows the flowers, the seeds are lifted, scattered all over the forest, and that's how more trees and flowers grow.
Why?
We all get it. Pine cones are filled with seeds, right? They get blown around the fucking forest. Yes, so why not? Why not?
That's why how, can't that happen
that's
in space?
It seems like, yeah, they came from another planet. That planet exploded, and these little chunks flew across the outer space, landed on our planet that's yeah. just ready to grow things, and bam.
Their planet exploded. Octopi. They didn't survive, but some eggs did.
Seems perfectly logical to me. Things can easily be frozen
this.
And brought back to life. We've all seen it.
It really makes you think, too, like how many creatures are on this earth and bugs, just things that like you look at and you're like, that is from another planet.
Everything looks like, because we're humans, you know, obviously we think, okay, we're humans, so we look like this, but like every single other creature, if you really look at it, everything looks like it should be from another planet.
Yeah.
A dog, a cat. We're used to dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Look at the fucking cat in your house. Does it look anything like, you know, so you just yeah. go, yeah, these could all be aliens and I'd believe it. I watched yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. There was a talking fucking raccoon. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Sure.
It just, it really, because it's so like, it that could totally have happened.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that, there's no way you can just be like, no way.
I mean, we could all have come from, right? We all derive from single cell organisms. That's what they tell us. So why not? Why not that an asteroid crashed here and this planet was just the right temperature and the right spot to grow some shit? And so whatever landed here, whatever lucky comet hit our planet, life.
I love it.
Yeah, why not? I dig this one.
This may be one of my favorite queries because it really makes you think. You're like, yeah, that could totally have happened. And not just with cephalopods. I really hope I'm saying that right because I've said it like five times now. And it's probably not right.
It sounds right.
It sounds right. There are so many things that could just be from another planet. And we just figure they're from ours. A fucking giraffe?
Hi, I'm a giraffe.
Have you seen a giraffe?
And like a giraffe could have come from the same comet because the giraffe's neck, you know, they eat the super tall trees. You've yeah. seen these trees in Africa where there's yeah. like no shrubbery all the way up and then there's these little bushes at the yeah. top and the giraffes just walk up and just chomp, chomp, dude. So who knows, if we believe Darwin's theory of evolution, then we all could have come from the same single cell organism and we just
crashed into the ocean, started evolving. Some went to land, some stayed in the water.
And then if we believe that all of the Earth in the planet was just Pangea, one big landmass, and then it broke into all the continents. Sure, if there was bears and then they broke apart, then now you've got polar bears and you've got bears that went to colder areas, warmer areas. Oh my God, the fun. This one's great because it really makes a lot of sense. And octopus, they absolutely look like aliens. Every time you snorkel, if anyone listening, if you've ever been like snorkeling in a clear spot, I've gone under the ocean and sea in Hawaii, so that's beautiful. It 100% feels like you're in an alien land.
It's alien land.
It's wild.
I love the colors
and the fear.
It's amazing.
When you get over the side of the reef and it's just a dark drop off and you're looking into that darkness.
Woo! That's a different feeling because you're in their territory. You're fucked.
Never have I felt so out of place as when I was like snorkeling with some friends in Hawaii, and it's just you get off the end of the reef and you're kind of far from land and it's just dark, deep ocean
and eerie.
You know there's sharks.
You're
in Hawaii and
you
feel so vulnerable.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
So are you telling me that you believe in that the most of the creatures on this earth are from other planets and maybe not even we are?
I think I do on this one, Dad, and I like how you went up even higher.
I didn't think I could, Mariah Carey-like
octave. Yes. All right, Duddy. Well, that segment, man. This has been, so far, we've had feel-good news.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an amazing conspiracy query.
Yeah.
What would you say about this episode so far, Duddy?
I'm just saying, man, you know what? Feel-good news made me feel good, and especially thinking about, like, oh, my God, we could all just be aliens really made me feel good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, and speaking of feeling good, we've got some sponsors on this show that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this company. We love this product. I use it every single day. I've told you many stories about how I get aches and pains in my hands from tendonitis. I put the rub on. It works every time. I told you about, I had the guitar player from Face to Face in here the other day. His hand was cramping. I gave him some.
Miracle.
He loved
stuff.
It. Half an hour after I gave it to him, he was like, holy crap, my hand feels great.
It's my go-to every time I'm done surfing because my back stiffens up. Done, dude. Done. You're just sitting on the couch a few minutes later and you're like, oh, the back pain's gone.
Back pain
worked
is gone.
Again, you know?
Yeah. And
the rub on bomb is just
the rub.
The
they
shit.
Have so many great products. They have the rub on bomb. They have the drops, which I love the drops. I take the drops every morning. They even have a cool new inhaler right now that just goes straight into the bloodstream. Just take that inhaler. You feel good instantly. And dude, if you're someone out there that's got aches and pains and you're constantly tossing back, you know, over the counter pain meds, give CBD a try, and especially give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off your first order.
Bam,
that's
son.
Right. And also, plug-ins keychains. This is a really cool product, guys. They have this thing right here. It's called the Jack Rack. And what it is it's a replica of a guitar amp head. And what that is that's what you plug your guitar into. They got Marshall ones. They've got Fender ones. These are super cool. I have
top
one.
Guitar amps,
top guitar
that
amps.
Most people have.
I have one of these on the wall in my house. It's not all big and bulky, so it looks nice. It's cool. And you put your keys on this quarter-inch cable keychain, which is like what you plug your guitar into, and the other end you would plug into the amp. So now you got your keychain with your keys on it, and when you get home you just plug it into your amp like you would plug a guitar in. It's super cool. If you got anyone that you know, friends, family, whoever, someone you work with that plays guitar and they got a birthday coming up or Christmas or whatever, this is one of the coolest presents ever. They're going to love it, and they're going to love you for it.
Home run every freaking time. No one's going to be bummed when you hand them this awesome fucking thing.
It's really cool. And so go to plugins, keychains, and that's plural, and the plugins is with a Z, P-L-U-G-I-N-Z, keychains.com, and put in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off every order. That's right. Every time you order it. Put in code DuddyB, 20% off. Can't beat that, Jake.
Bam.
Boom.
You did it. The show's sailing, dude. I like these like impromptu, Duddy. You know, come on in. Here we are. And I love it, dude, because we came up with the feel good news. We did. I'm so fucking stoked.
We didn't have anything.
No, we had, we were just here a couple days ago. We're like, nothing really's happened. We weren't prepared for anything.
No,
we don't prepare that much anyway, you know. Yeah. But at least we know that every Monday we're going to be in here recording. And this was just, like I said, a last minute one. But it's been a fucking great show.
I just thought about it, and I was like, dang, I really don't want to miss a week of the podcast.
No, we cannot do it.
It's a little shorter one today.
We were like, let's release our Patreon episode for the masses. And we're like, no, because then that's not fair to our Patreon people who want extra bonus shit. So here we, anyway, we're done patting ourselves on the back. But you guys just put your hands together in that like, hooray type of like, you clasp your hands and just throw them on each side of your neck a few times for us, because we're really doing the Lord's work here. What's up, Duddy? Are we going to get into the questions?
We're going to get into the Q&A. And, you know, the Q&A questions come from our Patreon members.
Yes, let me explain that. Yeah, so we were obviously, every time we'd do a new episode, we would ask Patreon, hey, give us some questions. And we'd ask, you know, our just main social medias, hey, give us some questions. We found a lot of times that not only was it the same people asking us questions on both platforms, but a lot of the questions started to become repeat questions. We were getting hundreds of questions, you know, between both of the places, and a lot of them were like, we've answered these 600 times, which, fair game, not everyone's heard every show.
Yeah.
So we said, you know what? Let's do another special thing for our Patreon. So moving forward, all of the questions from the Q&A segment, they're going to come from our Patreon members, you know. And if you guys want to ask us questions and have them answered on the show, sign up for Patreon. You'll get 4 extra bonus episodes a month, and you can ask us questions and have us talk shit on you. So here we go. Play the drop.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Yeah, and we're back, Duddy. Who are we talking to today?
Well, the first question is just such a great question, Jake. It's from Jacob Pena.
Are we starting out with just,
it's just,
are we getting
not
crazy
reasonable.
Right,
he just says, yo, Jake, can you cut my mullet? I mean, I would expect someone who has a mullet to ask a dumb question like that.
Well, here, let me answer. Yes, I could cut yours or any mullet, but no, I do not suggest that you cut your mullet, because if you got a mullet right now, keep the fucking party going, dude. Do not end that party. You cut your mullet, the party's over, dude. So no, I won't cut your mullet, but yes, I could technically cut your mullet.
Autumn Dawn wants to know, Duddy, can you come with Rome to Shady Gators September 19th?
Oh my God. Shady
Gators.
Gators.
I actually can't, and there is a reason for that. I can't say it yet, but there is a reason I can't, because I'll be doing something September 19th. But enjoy the show.
Holy shit. And who would ever just, hey, Duddy, come to Murder Lake, you know, like come to Shady Gators. Doesn't that just sound like somewhere you get eaten?
That sounds like somewhere that like the Scooby-Doo crew would be going. We're going to the Shady Gators this week.
That's like somebody goes like, do not fish in that lake, dude. There's some fucking shady ass gators in there. They're eating children left and right. Duddy, come on down to Shark Bay. And it's like, no thanks, dude. You can keep it. Rome, best of luck.
Meet me at the killer corner. Yeah, like, okay, oh, Trayvon Tucker's back.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he even says, what's up, brothers? It's been a min. For you guys don't know who Trayvon Tucker, he asked a question and then he was called Trayvon Fucker for 2 weeks because it was a bad one.
And I might turn him back into Trayvon Fucker today.
Let's see. Trayvon Tucker. No, he redeemed himself.
Okay.
It's been a min. My question is, would you ever have Nick Hexum on the podcast?
Oh,
of
we'd
course
love
we would.
To have him. We actually wanted to when we were on tour with them last summer,
yeah,
but it just
didn't work out.
Happen.
And I had actually talked with Peanut a few times. He wants to get on. It just hasn't worked out. But he
if
also
Peanut
says,
came on our podcast, do you think he'd still be dripping in sweat after the
no,
first
that's
3
SA.
Minutes? Or SA, I'm sorry. Peanut, by the way. Yeah, I had him mixed up.
Yeah.
Peanut's the shit.
He's
the one
cool.
guy that I actually talked to. We bonded over movies. We like weird shit. And that he was a cool dude.
No, he's awesome.
Great conversation. I talked with Nick too, and he was really nice,
they're
but
all super
I didn't
cool,
get
yeah.
to really meet them as much as I wanted, wished I could have, you know? So that'd be great to have them on so I can talk further with them.
Totally. And he says, would you ever consider doing more with 311? Yeah, I mean, of course, we love doing stuff with them. We've done a lot with them. We've probably played more shows with 311 than any other band. there's a good possibility that that is a fact. Someone and, look it up.
And like again, I mean, you've mentioned it before. A lot of people do know, but 311 was the first big band to take you guys on tour. This was back when you really, we were nowhere near anything that you guys are today. You were an up and coming group, and 311 took you on a cool tour.
100%.
Your first tour.
Yeah, they took us on our first like national
your
tour.
First like legit tour. Yeah, you guys had done little things.
It was our first like national tour, like playing big venues and stuff. We had done a couple like 1 or 2 week runs in the van, like West Coast stuff, or like maybe just going Colorado and like Utah and home, you know. That was our first time just going out for like, you know, 2 months and traveling the country.
Yeah. So,
but I remember that too, like rolling up to the first like huge venue, first time we'd ever even played a venue that big. And then, you know, there's just like 5 buses and we pull our van up, and I just remember being like, holy shit.
That was surround sound. Both tours we did, it was all bus bands and us in our little green van.
Here we go, Jake.
Good days. Uh-oh.
What was a great day? That was a great day. This is a dumb question. Heather Johnson.
Oh, I don't know that name. Is that a new questioner? She's getting just roasted out on day one?
Would you rather wrestle an alligator or wrestle your dad oiled and naked?
Heather?
Fucking
Heather, let me ask you this. Do you really care which one of these we choose? We will answer this, okay? But does anyone give a fuck? I would obviously wrestle my oily dad. I mean, come on, Heather. No, dude, I don't want to die.
I would wrestle my oily dad.
Yes, an alligator would kill me. And this is a question. This is a who cares.
Oh.
This is a who cares. Now, we love you, Heather, and we thank you for the question, but we are friends here, and we want all transparency and honesty, so we have to roast these types of questions in hopes that one day they stop. All right, next, Dud.
It's just... it's not getting better, Jake.
I mean, we bring this on ourselves. We do. You hear the song, question, ask us any question you want. That's one of those. We said any question you want. It's on our fault.
Jacob Pena wants to know, Oprah, Martha Stewart, Betty White, fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
I am not answering.
Go at the end. Go.
Go. Listen, we don't work for you, Jacob Pena. We do this because we like this. It's a free show, and I don't have to have you tell me go. I don't know. What was the question again? I'm just yelling at Jacob
Oprah,
Pena for no
Martha
reason.
Stewart,
Jake, you're the best.
Betty White.
Good name, by the way.
Oprah, Martha
fuck
Stewart,
Mary
Betty
Kill.
White, fuck one.
I don't know.
So
I don't
fucking
know.
Dumb.
I don't know. Oh, it's the same guy, right? Same guy. Yeah, two of these, bud.
Jake, I'd bang
Thin
them all
ice.
And kill you.
There you go.
I'd
saw three of them at once. Just tag team and then kill you. We'd all go kill you together.
Yeah. Right. Francisco Molina.
Oh, the left. Is he going to come in and save the day? Because he's a saver, dude.
He is.
He's a mid-inning guy. Mid-inning guy. But he's a good pitcher. He's going to get you out of any. Look, if your pitcher is blowing it in the sixth, you can bring him in. He'll get you through the sixth, seventh, and eighth on a good day.
Maybe
but usually,
to the eighth.
Sure.
Usually, if he starts to struggle.
But usually you're going to bring him in to knock out 7 and 8, and then you bring in your closer. Anyway, Malia, what do you got for us today?
He says, just went through a surgery and recovery has been brutal. Do you guys have any horrible ER experiences, or have you guys ever broken any bones?
That's a question. Do you see? You guys are about to learn things about us.
He had a life experience and then wanted to know if we've ever also had a life experience.
And we have. And we're... Duddy, go ahead.
I'll go, yeah. You know what? This was years back. I was on tour with the Expendables, I believe. Yep, it was. And... we had a day off in Utah, and there was a friend out there that had like an elk ranch, and we went up to stay for the day, and they had these, like golf cart type things that were Polaris's or something like that we could roll around the grounds. And then the buses were parked down the hill from the house. It was towards the night. A couple of us drove down to the bus to get like sweaters and stuff and go back up. And when we were going to go back up, old John Johnny was driving, and he went to kind of like skid out to turn around and go back up the hill, and he flipped the Polaris. My sound guy broke both his legs. I got out with like a just my whole leg down was like the whole skin was off, and then I had like a hole through my foot.
His foot was so fucked up, you guys.
So I went, we were out way out in the middle of nowhere, and this was getting pretty late at night now, and so like to get to the nearest like ER or hospital was like, it was like something like an hour and a half drive or something, and there was a girl there, and she's like, I'm like a dental assistant, and my dentist said that he would open up, he would drive to the, where you know, the dentist, and he would open it up for us, and so at least he said he'll like clean out your wounds for you and stuff.
He said he would fill one of his cavities for him. At least he could do. He didn't know what else.
So I roll there, and this is what goes down. He shows up, and he's like, look, like I can't go like giving you drugs or anything because I could like lose my license. But he's like, but what I can do if you want is I can clean out the wound with, and so I'm now sitting in the dental chair. I've got my whole leg is like all the skin is peeled off, but that's not even what I care about. There's a huge hole in my foot that's pretty much going all the way through my fucking foot, and it's bad. And so I have a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I'm sitting in the dental chair. Yes. And he is now cleaning out my wound with a toothbrush, and he's pouring like alcohol into it, and like so, and he's getting all the rocks and dirt out of my foot wound with a toothbrush, and all I have is this bottle of Jack, and I'm just pounding this bottle of Jack, and then he sews it up. Mm-hmm. No pain meds. I mean, I had some like Advils and shit, but that's it. Advils, Jack, cleans out my wound with a toothbrush, sews up my foot, and I fucking played the show the next day.
Didn't miss a show, kind of like us here.
Yeah.
Duddy's going fishing next week, but we still showed up and did the show. It's very similar to this exact story, what we're going
through. It ended up being bad, though. I did the rest of the tour in a wheelchair.
Tell him about the airplane, bro. Do you remember this even?
Oh.
Where it got, just quick, I mean, finish that part, but then you went on an airplane and it got reinfected because of the altitude.
Oh, yeah. Something happened. Well, it wasn't good because I still finished the tour out, and I should have gone to like a hospital or something, but I finished the tour out, and when I got on the airplane to go home, it like messed it up bad, dude.
Like,
bad. And then, so when I got home the next day, I went to the ER, and the guy was like, we have to go into a surgery right now. And I had to sign some papers because he told me, he's like, there's a chance when you wake up, you may be missing a foot.
Yes. And this is, I was home. I wasn't on this tour.
And he was not like kidding. He was like, it's really bad. He's like, it's really, really bad. And this is one of the last things I fucking remember before like passing out is one of the nurses taking a selfie with me.
I remember that. And my mom was like, you need to sue them or something like that. Like,
I'm not going to get into it, but that was fucked up.
I have a fucking similar tale, and Duddy knows this one. So again, great question, Francisco. So when I was just about to be 16, oh shit, what's today's date? The anniversary of it was a couple days ago. When I was just about to be 16, I'm going surfing with some friends. I'm driving up PCH in Huntington Beach. We're going down to like downtown Huntington Beach. We're going across Bolsa Chica Beach. If anyone knows it, you can imagine. It's just a long stretch of PCH where the speed limit's 60. People get going pretty quick, and there's not a lot of lights. So you're flying. Now, I'm going down PCH, and I'm in the passenger seat of a Volkswagen bus. And it's an old Volkswagen bus that does not have seatbelts. It's pre-seatbelt era. Yeah. And at this point in time, this is a lot of years ago now, if it was a pre-seatbelt era car, you didn't have to have a seatbelt. But, you know. So we're flying up the street. The car next to us starts swerving out of control, going far away from us, coming towards us. I see the car in the lane to the right of us, which is right next to my door, lose control and going back and forth. And by the way, my friend is driving this car. My friend was next to us, and he hit like a patch of sand or something on PCH, and his tail started whipping out. And in slow motion, I see my friend get far away, comes back in, and crashes right into the door that I'm sitting in. Door breaks off, and Volkswagen bus tips over towards the car that just hit it, which is the right where I'm sitting. So I fall out of the bus onto the street. We're going 60. I get dragged up PCH, and much like Duddy, I have no skin on the left side of my body. I'm talking my eyelid was ripped off, my ear was hanging off, no hair on the side of my head. I get dragged up PCH. The bus I'm in hits the center divider and flips, throwing me over the other lanes of traffic and into this like wetlands area, just dirt and mud and shit. I land over there. I'm fucked up. My femur bone, which is your long bone that runs from your knee to your hip, it pops out of the hip joint and is sticking out of my leg. So anyway, bunch of crazy shit happens. I get taken to the hospital, and I'm finally being worked on. Much like Duddy again, they don't know if I have internal bleeding yet, so they can't give me pain meds. They don't want pain meds going throughout your body. So they give me a piece of rubber, and they go bite onto this piece of rubber, and the doctor says, this is going to suck. And at this point, my mom and dad and Duddy had shown up, and they're like just there, and I don't even, you know, I'm just out of my fucking mind. I'm laying on the bed, and they take steel wool and alcohol and scrub all the paint chips and
dirt,
asphalt,
rocks,
and dirt that's just embedded into my body. Ooh. And I'm just basically biting onto a piece of rubber, grabbing the sides of the gurney, as flexing as hard as I can, and just dealing with that horrifying fucking shit zone, dude.
Right now, everyone in their car or work or wherever they're listening is they're just cringing, curled in bro. A ball cringing.
So that happened to me, dude. And I mean, after that, there was more. You know, I needed to be sewn up, and there was days of burn therapy, all sorts of shit. But that was the peak of the most horrifying thing that I could ever imagine right there. So
yeah.
Great question. Woo!
Great
dude.
Question.
Way to come through like you always do in the late innings and give us another beautiful save. Well, at least you got us into the ninth. It's a tie game right now.
It is.
And let's see, are we going to lose this one or win? It all depends on these next few questions.
Sarah Coing says, how did Live from Daryl's House come about? Did he approach you guys, or was it something you wanted to do and ask him to be a part of? Such a great performance. Thank you, Sarah.
That really is a cool thing. Yeah. So many people still talk about that, and that's one of your first things you guys did.
We've made a lot of fans from that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember after we did that and it came out, I remember I was walking through the airport, and there was like this 60-year-old guy, and he was like in a full like business attire with his stuff. And he walked up to me, and like someone who was not a Dirty Heads fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that a 6-year-old guy in a business suit couldn't be, but he wasn't. I could tell.
Well, you guys weren't even huge yet then.
No,
this was like an early
thing.
And
he just said, he was like, hey, were you on Live from Daryl's House? Because he didn't say like, hey, are you in the Dirty Heads? Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if he remembered the band name, but he just said, were you on Live from Daryl's House? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, man, that was such an awesome performance.
That's so cool, dude.
And I was like, cool. Like, it was really cool, you know? And we've had lots of people have been like, I heard of you guys from Live at Daryl's House. So that was a great experience for us.
And another note, too, on that is what we've realized since then, too, is you guys literally have fans that are like, I'll see 4-year-old Dirty Head fans at shows, and they're
totally
actually like Duddy, you know, like Lennon.
Yeah.
And so we know.
Yeah.
You got, and then I see totally 70-year-old fans.
Totally.
When I was at all the shows this last summer working at the Cutlass booth, I mean, I had people of all ages coming up that were huge fans of the Dirty Head. So it is weird. Your guys' band kind of spans wild generations.
It's great. I mean, when we'll do meet and greets, we'll get groups of like, four like 60, 70-year-old ladies,
yep,
that'll just come, and they'll be like, we come every year.
I
and
met a
like,
lot
I
of them at the
love
booth.
This.
Super cool people, yep. And our show here. I do like to think Feeling Good with Duddy does have a lot of young listeners, which I don't know if I agree with, but I appreciate it. And we got some old ones. Duddy looks depressed.
Celibate Masoner, that we've deemed him as now. Khalid Masoner is now Celibate Masoner, and I'll change it back when you ask me a good question.
Caleb,
celibate, I love it. Celibate Masoner kind of flows right off your, that should be your
it's
rap
a
name.
Nice name.
Yo, what up, I'm celibate.
Masoner.
Masoner. What?
I'm not sticking my dick in the
God
face of
damn
her.
Damn it.
See?
Damn
Eminem
it,
shit.
Damn it, Jake. He says, what's your favorite all-time strain of cannabis and why, bro?
See, this dude is a legit old school listener, bro, or at least, I think he's doing this because he digged the stoner voice. I think he's underground trolling, dude. And first of all, bro, suck question, bro. What was the question again, dude?
What's your favorite all-time strain of cannabis and why?
Bro, dude, her is the sickest thing, dude. There was a strain once called fucking Baby. It was called Baby Mice Turd.
Oh.
It was so fucking stinky.
That's fucking gnarly, bro.
Because normally, dude, I'd never put anything like a mice turd in my mouth. But, dude, Baby Mice Turd was such a heavy and heavy.
Have you ever smelled a mice turd?
I don't know, dude.
It smells dank.
Is it dank, it's dude? Dank. Is that why they called it Baby Mice Turd?
That's probably where they got that.
Dude, full transparency. There is no strain named Baby Mice Turd. I wanted to sound cool and feel cool and fit in, and I made it up, so I'm kind of bummed on myself right now.
Did you just lie about weed?
Dude, I lied to the listeners, and honestly, I don't even know who I am anymore.
You're killing my buzz, bro.
Dude, and I know, and I deserve it, and I want, in the comments, guys, can you scorn me and scold me for what I've done here today?
Everyone knows that the second rule of weed is don't lie about weed.
I know, and I know that rule, dude. I have that rule tattooed in my asshole.
Oh. Oh, man.
But, dude, so I should know, because I look at it every day. Duddy, what's your favorite strand?
My favorite strand I ever smoked is called, it's just called, it's called OG Death. And when you smoke it, you die.
Oh, sick, dude. So you're dead?
Oh, I never thought of that.
Dude, oh. Suck. Quastrol.
Oh, shit.
What? Is there any other questions?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesse Z Rules wants to know.
She's back.
She's back.
She's back.
She says, Duddy, what is worse? Uh-oh.
Oh,
shitting
fuck.
In a bag on a bus one time or keeping a piss jug in your car to pee in all the time.
Show, so it's show related, so that's acceptable. Okay. All right, Jesse Z, you're back.
I will say this, that poo always outweighs pee. Poo will always be grosser than pee.
Always. I'd
but
much rather
I will
pee
also
on.
Say that Jake's fucking gross.
For dude,
that.
No way. There's items that you can buy, which I purchased off, you log in and you go pee in your car bucket, and they're made for you to hold and pee. So I'm not alone. And
I think those are made for homeless people.
No way, dude. Homeless people don't have Amazon Prime. They might be able to log in and you know, but they don't have Prime. They're not Prime members. I am, bro. So what's grosser? Me? I'm grosser?
No. I said poo will always outweigh pee.
Yes.
Poo
so
is
so
grosser.
You're grosser. Yeah. So you gross.
I would rather my friend have a jar of pee in his car than have a bag of poop.
So I win and I'm the best. Good question, and hell yeah.
But you're still gross. Okay, oh, yeah. Khalib's back. Celibate Masoner.
For fuck's
Caleb.
Sakes.
I don't know how to say his name. On the Super Moon rap, I'ma smoke you out until I hear you saying kumite. What does this mean? The wife looked it up, and it seems like it has something to do with karate. Okay, well, kumite is, first off, if you ever have watched the movie Bloodsport, you would know what it means. Apparently, you haven't.
You haven't. Shame on you. It was on Netflix not that long ago. I don't know if it still is. So if you want to know about the kumite, you watch Bloodsport.
Yeah, and if you get someone to say kumite when you're fighting, that means they quit. They're out. They're done. They can't take it anymore. Kumite.
So what
I believe
is
it means
kumite?
Almost something along the lines of like uncle or something.
There
like
was a
uncle.
French kickboxer type, Frank Dukes.
Frank Dukes.
He goes to China. There's an underground fighting circuit. This predates MMA.
Okay, USA
is a line from the great movie. This is another documentary called Bloodsport. Documentary film. Film team follows the actual real Frank Dukes to an underground fighting tournament called the Kumite. It's in China. And it's not... They don't want you to kill each other. But sure, if you murder someone during the fight, that happens a lot.
That
Ask
good.
Lee, the bad guy. Yes, he kills someone in the movie. Spoiler alert, but you'll see. The Kumite is the underground fighting circuit. There's a documentary called Bloodsport. It'll tell you everything about it. Frank Dukes, go watch it and then report back and let us know how much you love it next week.
That's right. And we may have the new creepiest person.
Oh, no. Kimmy's been out creeped.
Toolchick69 says, can I brush your hair, Duddy? No, you can't. No, you can't. But you can brush your teeth because something tells me you need to.
Okay. Feeling movies are back.
Let's see here. Sarah N. T-Bird wants to know, what were you guys like in high school? Do you have an embarrassing yearbook photo you can post? My high school pic was so emo. No, but I do have a very funny high school yearbook thing I did, and my baseball coach was pissed. My junior year, our baseball team did not do very well. I think we maybe won like one game, our high school baseball team. We did pretty good our senior year, but our junior year, we did not do very well. And in the yearbook on where the baseball pitchers were, I had a picture and I had a quote under it, and my quote was, "We'll get them next year."
He did not like that.
The coach did not like
this
that.
This is my favorite thing. We had a friend in high school that he somehow snuck himself into every single club photo. Do you remember?
Yes.
It was a ska kid from our high school, and he had the little tie and blazer, the ska jacket look. He was a Mormon kid. Yeah. He was the sweetest kid. He snuck into every fucking club photo in the whole yearbook. So he told us, he's all, "Dude, I got into every one of them." He just would slide in the back, and there he was. And he was Jeff Decker, was it Jeff Decker?
I
think it was him, dude, the ska kid. And it was the best thing ever. I remember going, "What?" And I looked at the end of the year, and there he was, just this cheeky little smile on his face with his little blazer and tie and every club, Korean club, club, dude. There's his white blonde face, just boink. And dude, I was like, that's the coolest, funniest little scene.
That reminds me of two more funny things. I think these were both in my senior yearbook. And the chess club and the math club, the pictures were the same four Asian kids, and they just mirrored it.
They just said, fuck
it. One was there, and they had the same exact picture. They just mirrored it. So the kids were on the different. It was fucking great. We were dying there. And then also in our senior yearbook, they had underneath the seniors, they had like most likely to be doing this. And mine was like the worst thing ever. It was like most likely to be seen driving down PCH in a Volkswagen bus blaring Sublime. I swear it was like pretty much that word for word. It was like, man. Oh, fuck.
You're like, well, they nailed it. You don't have the bus. The yearbooks.
Man, that's good stuff. Oh, Jesse Z Rules is back again. Did you guys ever do Nas or Nitrous? Or is that just a ghetto Riverside thing? No, I did.
Yeah.
I actually had like a couple friends who like were the guys who brought the tanks.
I remember that.
And I remember even a couple times like, you know, hanging out where it's just a couple of us and we would just fucking all night. And then I remember I like fished like one time where I like fell down and I was just like, I'm done.
I remember that. You hear that part. He's like, some chick fell down and hit her head on a flower pot or something. I'd be like,
it was never, for some reason, when you fall down off Nas, your head always hits bricks.
Smack something.
Or there's always, somehow you're going to hit your head on bricks.
Yeah, there was like a moment at our school where that was fun and cool. Yeah. And then we did it for probably like 1 year. Yeah, everyone experimented a little.
Like a year. And then
it was
like a
10-second thing. You're just like, whoa, my head's weird. And everything sounds like, yep, we did it.
Fister Dumptastic.
There it is. And we found out something about Fister Dumptastic.
Apparently, Fister Dumptastic is not Mr. Pumptastic.
We thought it was Mr. Pumptastic.
So are you lying or are you making fun of him?
Because he is buff.
Let us know.
And you better watch out.
Duddy, what's your favorite verse you've ever written and why is it verse 2 of Sloth's Revenge? What?
Oh, he's saying that is your best verse.
Oh, you're saying that's my best verse. Well, thank you. That's fun verses, but those aren't my favorite verses I've ever written. I don't know. That's a tough one. Because there's some that are just fun to sing. There's some that the lyrics mean more. I really like the verse in Celebrate that I wrote, just because it's really touches home. It's got a nice flow. I love the verse actually I wrote for Diamonds and Pearls. I like the cadence of that one was really fun. It changes, but yeah, I don't know. Good question. Michael Beeman, would you be able to reach out to Tommy about the live stream? Is he going to do it? Just curious. Oh,
Tommy
well,
Chong.
Even if I did, and no. he was, I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But and then he says, "Have an awesome trip. Happy birthday." Wow, I'm an
all
asshole.
Right.
Thank you, and I will, and I appreciate it. But no, we no word on that yet. Let's see. Daniel Harrison, this is a long one. Since you are a dog dad, Duddy, have you had a dog since it was a puppy? I'm on my third/second puppy. Both puppies have been labs. They eat the weirdest shit. Yeah, I've had many dogs since puppies. Actually, the dog I have right now is 10, and I've had her since she was a puppy. I just had to put a dog away like about a year ago. That was 14. I had her since she was a puppy. We had puppies that grew up old all growing
plenty
up.
Dogs, plenty. Yeah.
Most of the dogs we've had. Actually, I think all the dogs we've ever had we got as puppies.
There was a couple that were like strays.
Strays that we rescued.
Found one dog like ran up to us when we were playing baseball. I was pitching. I had a baseball game when I was younger. An orca.
Yeah, I
for some
that.
Reason, my nickname was Orca that year. The killer whale. The yep. coaches called me Orca. I was weird, you know. And this dog ran up to me when I was pitching, and then my mom like kind of took control of the dog, you know, and we couldn't find their owner, and we just named the dog Orca and kept it. But I think other than that, there was like two dogs that kind of came to us in like when they were one or two. But other than that, it was all puppies.
All puppies.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, this is a first time question here. Jacqueline, I don't remember this name. Hi, Jacqueline. I found the DH on Pandora. Oh, cool. Or YouTube via a Spiritual Rez collaboration you guys did with them years ago. Oh, that's funny. That was actually, we wrote a song that during a process where we were writing for the Dirty Heads album, and it didn't make it, but I had written it at the time with the keyboard player for AWOL Nation. And the song didn't make the album, and he was apparently like managing and helping produce Spiritual Rez's new album, and he hit me up. He's like, "Yo, can we use that song on the Spiritual Rez album?" I was like, "Dude, go ahead." And they kept my verse on there too, I believe. And yeah, so that was cool. But let's see here. I like them the more organic way. I found you guys on Pantera, but lately Spotify seems to be where it's at. Just not looking forward to creating new playlists. Oh, that she's just telling me stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Any streaming preferences from the artist perspective? What?
Oh, she's like, who do you like to stream?
She said, and she's happy she found you too, Jake.
Oh, thank you.
Now, whatever's the best way for you to stream about, do whatever
stream
makes you happy.
Your life
and
away.
I'm glad you found us, Jacqueline. We got two more questions. This one we've been asked many times. It's so hard to kind of answer this question. Kristen Beck wants to know, both Daddy and Jake, who is your all-time favorite band? That's so hard.
Was it the Beatles?
Beatles is yours? Yeah, I don't know. I would probably say maybe Zeppelin.
That's like one of the, that one always is right there
it's
too.
It's just like, I could just listen to them all the time.
But it's just the
Beatles,
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard though. It depends what
Here's
mood.
The thing with
it really
Beatles,
depends
dude.
What mood you're in.
They span so many genres. True. The early Beatles, you know, they're half a Nancy, but it's almost like little punk songs. They're doing the whoo, little twangy yesterday. Then they go through the Rubber Soul and all that phase where they start doing drugs and it starts to get a little weirder. And then they hit, you know, the White Album and Abbey Road. And then they just become, they're just writing the greatest songs you've ever heard. They have everything. Concepts.
Yes, they do.
All that shit.
And last
Heavy
question.
Metal. The song Helter Skelter is like a metal song. Please.
And this is just, I can't believe we have to end on this question. Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time. From Sarah Ann T-Bird.
Sarah Ann, God actual damn it. She'll love that we shit all over her though. That's
She
favorite.
Just says, what kind of B-Day cake are you going to have?
You know, it's not the worst.
It's
hey,
the
look,
worst.
It's a
seven layer.
Have.
Who cares,
dude? Seven layers.
And guess what's in the middle? It's a filling of fuck yeah. I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. But it is.
Oh, I actually love that for an ender because A, it is a little belated by the time you guys hear this episode, but it was Duddy's birthday on Monday. He's fishing, but we got the episode out. It was a great episode. Feel good news, Duddy.
Yeah, I love it.
God dang, everyone feels better. Movies are back.
Oh, well, for rich people who don't care about dying.
All right, but good. But Let's say it together. 3, 2, 1. Movies are back. Anything else, Daddy?
No, but to answer your question, I don't know what kind of birthday cake I'm going to have. I'm not really a cake guy. My wife makes a cake or she gets one and the kids eat it.
Dude, you know what my favorite type
of
cake is,
though? I dip my
finger in it. I like vanilla. Like, I like the cake to be vanilla.
Yeah.
And then I like it when there's little layers in the middle and it's fucking filled with who cares.
Oh, it's
all
the best.
Right,
it's
dude.
The best.
We'll see you guys next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to have a slice of who cares.
Just a little who gives a shit dripping down your face.
Oh,
don't get
God.
Any on your shirt.
With a side of dumb question. Bye-bye.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.